and Guru Pradhana and one Gayatri Mantra and we'll start. Specific mission, the mission of my Param Pujya Gurudev. Even though you may be knowing about him, I would like to share some experiences with him first, and then I will directly go into what he wanted people to understand all over the world from his life and from his writings. My first experience with Param Pujya Gurudev was in a dream. And in 5 months period, when I was doing my preparation for PhD work, I had just finished my MSc. I was waiting for my MSc results in chemistry and I was trying to apply for a research scholar. Not for, but as a research scholar. So in that time period, finishing the MSc examination and waiting for the results and waiting for the availability of a research scholar's seat in Banaras Hindu University. In those 5 months, I saw a regularly similar dream, a same old man appearing. But I didn't recognize him. I didn't know about Sri Ram Sharma Acharyaji at that time. So that's over. But because I was interested in spiritualism, and when I say spiritualism, you remember, I am not talking about religion. I am talking about a way of life. Spiritualism is a way of life. And when you know the laws of life, you can expect what is not expected. When you know the laws of life, you can expect what is not expected. How? Nowadays we don't have a medicine for cancer. But many people are trying to get the formula for cancer. Who are they trying? Those who are doctors or biochemists or anybody in the way. All cannot do research. All cannot think that they will get the medicine for cancer. Nobody knows the medicine for cancer. Crores and crores of rupees or dollars or whatever you want to say from all governments, they are spending money over it on research foundation for cancer. And those who are working on it don't know the medicine for cancer. Am I able to give the feeling I want to give you? Those who are working on it don't know the answer. But they are working on it. Is it not? But who are working? Who know the laws of science? We call them as doctors or scientists. Is it not? Similarly, spiritualism is a way of life. And if you know the laws of life, you are certain to get what you want. Now you understood the formula? That is the guarantee which Parampuja Gurudeva has given to the whole world. But in how many days? If you work alone, no guarantee. But if a large number of groups work, if only one man is working for finding the solution for the medicine of cancer, can you give a guarantee? No. But suppose a big group, a guarantee. And nowadays almost people are on the edge of getting the formula for cancer. Because a large number of groups are working in the same direction. So Parampuja Gurudev says, if you know the laws of life, you are sure to get what you want. That is a guarantee, logically, scientifically. Got it? So at that time when I was dreaming these dreams, I was telling you my experience with Parampuja Gurudev, and I am also giving you a certainty if you practice a group work like this group to understand the laws of life. So those three dreams are over, and an interview card came from Banaras Hindu University that on such and such a date you come and attend for the post of research scholar, because there is a scholarship is there. So on that day, particular day when I was called for the interview, I was on the bus, and you know the position of a bus in India, full of people. Somehow I entered, somehow. And suddenly a magazine was fallen from the hands of who was standing before me. It was Akhanda Jyoti, Hindi magazine. So as usual I stooped and picked it up and gave it. And while giving it, there was an invitation from Parampuja Gurudev that on 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th of 1971, he is leaving Mathura almost forever at that time, and he invited people. I just saw, that's all. Because the magazine is, I never knew who he is, what he is, and the role he is going to play, where I am forced to come to America to talk with you because of his power. But at that time I was very innocent. I would have been careful if I knew about it. Okay. So 15 kilometers was Banaras Hindu University from where I was staying. I entered, I went to the chemistry department, I went to the floor of the place of interview, and there I saw this man whose magazine I picked up was sitting there. And he was my senior. He has finished his PhD. At that time I didn't know. But he was sitting there because he was a part of the interviewers. So that for the post that I have applied, I should be knowing some basics of some particular topic, electrochemistry. So because his post I am coming, he has finished his work and I have to enter. So he was also there. You are understanding how a casual meeting is because of his planning. And don't misuse this meeting. That is how you should understand the laws of life. Every incident which is happening in your life is very important. Very, very important if you give importance. A small apple falls from the tree. Many people have seen it. But one man saw it, and what happened? You are understanding about whom I am talking? A very simple incident. And never think that there should be some miraculous incident should happen to lead you to your teacher or guru or the guider who guides your steps. And this meeting has remembered, I got the memory of this small incident of a fall of a magazine. And then of course we talked with him, and because he was my senior, when we went to the research lab, we discussed about it, and then I asked about the magazine. And then I went to the Mathura for the initiation, because that was the last time he was in Mathura. After that he shifted to Haridwar, and there when I met him, and do you know with how many people were there with me? 5 lakhs. Don't think that I have brought all the 5 lakhs. He called people that because I am going to leave Mathura forever and probably I may not see you all of you come to me. So that invitation of his, I was also one of them of 5 lakhs. But in that rush also, when I went to and touch his feet, he said, do I have to call you 3 times? You are understanding to which reference I am telling?
Yes.
The dream. At that moment I recognized that this old man, at that time, now he is not an old man. For me he is God personified and something more, which later, probably tomorrow I will touch about his real consciousness, which I call the dictator of the universe. You understand the dictator of the universe? Dictator is only one. There will be no 2 dictators. If there are 2 dictators, one will go. The other man will dominate. And this consciousness is the dictator of the entire universe. And as a scientist I am telling, I am not telling as a disciple, even though I love him. Because the logical brain also confirms what I am telling to you, and now you have got that opportunity of such a great man's understanding. I am giving only one example. You got it? So a chance coincidence, a casual meeting. If you know how to use it, thank you. If you know how to use it, it becomes a discovery, a research. And do you understand the importance of these 2 words? A discovery is nothing but a cover is removed. So there is nothing new. So when I say, or some guru says, or a religion says, the laws of life are always the same. You always remember, when we are talking about spiritualism, when we are talking about Gayatri, we are not talking about any religion. Remember that. But then many people say that this is a Hindu mantra. Well, many people in their science papers write an answer to Newton's laws, Einstein's laws, Dalton's laws. Do you mean to say that the laws belong to Newton or Einstein? No. And do you know that you don't know anything about Newton or Dalton? We don't know about his life. We don't know how he looks. What we know the laws he has given to the world. So Param Pujya Gurudev has given you the laws of life. And once you know the laws of life, I have in the beginning gave you the logic that if you know the laws of life, you will get anything you want. Is it not? If you know the laws of gravitation and engines, how they work, you have a plane. But how did you get it? Generally they say that the first idea of flying was by Leonardo da Vinci. You heard about it? Da Vinci? You know the Mona Lisa? The link with Mona Lisa and Leonardo da Vinci? What is the speciality of Mona Lisa figure? You have seen the Mona Lisa figure? Huh? No?
We have seen it, but we don't know.
Many people talk about her smile, a mysterious smile. I don't know about the smile, but I know that she doesn't have a brows. This much anyone can tell. You don't know the mysteriousness of science, her smile. Why I am telling you this, you understand. The small thing before you, a figure which you have all seen, you have never seen. That is what I want to convey. I am not criticizing you. Did you understand what I say? The most famous picture. They talk about the mysteriousness of the smile and the greatness of the artist. But what is self-evident, which you can directly see, is she doesn't have eyebrows, but still she is beautiful. That is probably, I think, the real mystery is for me. But did you understand, when I am talking this, and when I am talking about Param Pujya Gurudev, you try to see him, the figure also gives you so much, if you know how to see it. And let me be honest with you, this I recognize not by myself. An Indian novelist wrote about the specialization of Mona Lisa's picture, and then I saw and realized he is right. Got it? So don't give me credit that I have discovered it. And he has discovered it. Do you understand what I mean? Discovery means it is already existing there. You are only? Got it? So the laws of life are in you. The Gayatri is in you. What you have to do is to see. But many times we are not aware that we are alive. Once I had a toothache. Not once, many times. In Haridwar, the camp of Parampuja Gurudev, we call it Shibir. One year the camp was going on and I complained Guruji about my pain. He said, thanks God, you realize that you have teeth. Got the point? How many of we know that we have teeth if you don't have a toothache? But do you know that the entire wisdom and ability to talk is because of the teeth? In India, there is a very common thing in what I will call tribal places, where they have a feeling that if someone is guilty of doing mischief with mantras, jisko mantrik kehte, witch man, the only solution they give is break his teeth. The mantra is gone. The power of the mantra is gone. You heard about these stories? But do you know that such powerful teeth are with you? And do you know that their number is 32? And do you understand that the link between the 32 and the life? That is what Parampuja Gurudev has given to the world. He has given the science of life, the science of your body. In one of the experiences in my life, it so happened that it was a very serious case and the doctors have said that he will be no more. You plan for him. Kashi, you know, they get ready for Shraddhan. And my only source and solace is Parampuja Gurudev. So when the people came, I said, the only thing we have is give a telegram to him. At that time, they said, no telegram, we will make a trunk call. At that time, there were no mobiles. And all these, what great benefits you have in your hands, you don't realize again, just like the teeth. So they trunk called. Naturally, instantaneous connection was not there, 2 hours. And after that, someone in Haridwar lifted. And then I told. Then, luckily, at that time there was not this much of rush. They said, Parampuja Gurudev is online. And now in trunk call, we are not able to catch his voice. Then the man in between, who said the monitor of the trunk call in that post office, he was telling, that man is telling that don't worry, everything will be alright. And next day the man got up and went to his office. And you think, is it possible? Well, I am a proof that I have seen it myself. If you know how to live, becoming immortal is a guaranteed fact. And now you ask me, show me who is immortal. I can show you some people. Of course, let us not think about it, because I feel that Parampuja Gurudev is still existing. But this question, can you show me an immortal man? I say, can you show me a doctor who knows the medicine of cancer? Any one of you can show me a doctor who knows? But do you believe that it is possible to have a medicine for cancer? Please raise your hands who believe it. Who believe that it is possible that you can get a medicine for cancer? Got it? Similarly, one who does Gayatri, he will bring the heaven on earth. That is what he said. And do you know what is heaven on earth? Who lives in heaven? Amar log. Devataon ka यही लक्षण है ना, वो अमर है. सो दैट इज वॉट ही इज टेलिंग. ही इज नॉट जोकिंग. ही इज नॉट टेलिंग समथिंग विच इज नॉट साइंटिफिक एंड नॉट लॉजिकल. इट इज फुल्ली लॉजिकल. बट इफ यू प्रैक्टिस इट, इफ यू अंडरस्टैंड हाउ टू लिव. एंड नाउ बिकॉज आई हैव ओनली 5 मिनट्स, आई विल जस्ट टेल यू सम पॉइंट्स. And I will say tomorrow we will meet somewhere where you can hear about the details. And those who are wishing to ask some questions, after 5 minutes you can ask. So the solution, he says, is that there are 3 states of consciousness. Jagruta, awakened consciousness. Then dream consciousness. And the sleep consciousness. We all know this. So these are the 3 steps of life. Tripada, that is where Gayatri is said, Tripada. What is Gayatri? Now tell me, what is Gayatri? The laws of life. You always remember it, just like your tea take, that you have it. Never think about religion. Never think whether a Muslim can do it or a Christian can do it. About laws of life, Newton's laws. Do you mean to say that only a Christian and a... Oh, he belongs to UK. British man should study Newton's laws, or anyone?
Anyone.
So you understand this point. If I can convey this point, that Gayatri is the laws of life. And the laws of life depends on 3 levels. Whether you are in a conscious, or in a dream state, or in a sleep state. Then, these mental states, the psychologists call it as the conscious, subconscious and superconscious. And do you know, the psychologists are now perturbed. Few years back, an international president of the psychologists' union, he said that what we have discovered through psychology is wrong. Let us all be aware of it. Because we have always learnt it by experimenting on patients. They knew that there is a left brain and a right brain because when they operated for that epilepsy, you know epilepsy? Jisko murcha karte. So they operated a part and suddenly it was cured. Then they thought and saw that it is because of some difference between the left brain and right brain, and then they started doing it. So he said, if a damaged brain gives such a great fund of information, and it is not wrong, because Pooja Gurudev has told me that your teeth ache has made you discover your teeth. Similarly, a damaged brain is giving you the knowledge of mind. But suppose a man with a healthy mind, how does his mind react? How does his brain react? That is what yogi is. That is where the 3 states of consciousness mingle together. You understand the 3 states of consciousness? Well, that is the conscious, wakeful consciousness, the dream consciousness, isn't it? And just I will give you one hint about these 3 states. In physical state, we have 24 hours. In the awakened consciousness, all of us have a common time chronology, that is 24 hours. When I was a teacher, I was supposed to go to the chemistry hour. The English teacher will go to the English hour. Got it? So the 24 letters of Gayatri, the letters, indicate each hour how you are supposed to utilize and its laws, the laws of every hour. And now you say, what are the laws of every hour? The 3 hours in a cinema hall and the 3 hours in an examination hall are the same, but there are only 3 hours. Got the point? So these letters of Gayatri mantra, if you can understand what they are telling you to do in this particular hour, when you know the law, what can you do? You get what you want at that hour. That is what it is called as Kamadhenu. Kalparuksha, persevere. You know this Hindi means? I need not translate it. Parasmani is something, if you touch it, it becomes gold. Kalparvruksha is a plant kingdom. And Kamadhenu is the animal kingdom, whatever you want to get. So if that a great science which has been proved is based on the fact that you stay still, no weapon can do anything to you. That is the basic law of Gayatri Mantra. Again I am repeating, no weapon, I mean no condition in the world can disturb you. You remember the discoverers of Gayatri Mantra, Mantra Drashta Rishi, Vishwamitra and Vasishtha. You know these names? Vishwamitra had all the weapons, Vasishtha has no weapon. Who won? You remember? So if you know that steadfastness, the centeredness of Gayan Trayati Iti Gayatri, if you can sing it, when do you sing? Do you remember? Generally when you sing, what we call at the time of bathing or something, when you are alone with yourself, when you are sure that nobody is hearing, is it not? So that is Gayan Trayati, one who sings. When you are singing, the mantra says that your real life is coming up and we feel shy to show it, the 24 hours. Got the point? And now, details next time when we meet. But the second point, in the dream life, what is happening, the same time is different. In your sleep, you may be seeing about 10 years of life going in 1 minute. And you may be seeing probably the entire Ramayana, one yuga's life, in 1 minute's dream. Am I able to convey that time sense in dream? It is individual. But still there is a time. It is very fast. But still there is a time if you know how to utilize dream. But suppose when you sleep, no time. Is it not? You sleep and you get up. And you don't know how much time you slept. Am I able to convey the three states? Time consciousness, fast time and a no time. What we call as no here, nothing is there, no. And where it happens? No, where. Where you are? Nowhere. But actually where are you? Just change the comma. Now here. Same spelling? You got the point? You say, I don't know where I am, nowhere, in sleep. But where are you at that time? Now here, at this present moment, if you can understand the secrets of life, you transcend time, and then what happens? Your wish will be fulfilled immediately. One example I have given about the man on the deathbed. Doctor said you take him to the graveyard, Smashana, Harishchandra Ghat. And a phone call to him, he rose up, and such experiences, maybe all of you be having, not such serious experience, but an experience where a small desire of yours goes to him and you get the result immediately. So with this background, and don't forget what I have told, the group is important. To understand the laws of life, you should have a group. Because your individual, personal laws of life are not complete. We want a totality. Even in doing some research, we want a large number of tables, experimental results, which gives you the law. So we have to work hard, and we have to prove that Gayatri Mantra is a way of life in the three levels of consciousness, and there is nothing Indian in it, except like Newton's laws. There is nothing Newton in gravitation, but because he has discovered it, we respect him. And because the Hindus have discovered this law, we call it as the Hindu law, but there is nothing Indian. All of you, if you want to understand and capture life and thereby become immortal, the only solution is Gayatri. Jai Gurudev. I am on time? Okay.
You said group is important, but is it easy to form a group?
How easy it is to form a scientific group? Is it easy or difficult?
It is easy because working for the same goal.
If they have the same goal, it is easy.
Yeah, but how to find them?
If you want to understand life, and if you feel that understanding life gives solutions to all our problems, I could give you a lot of examples scientifically, but I think I have given sufficient examples to convince you that there is a logic in this thinking, is it not? So anyone who is interested to understand and solve your own problems of life, join together and prove that it is possible. Got the point? So if you have any problems, join this group. See how it solves. And then you tell others also that all of us join together. And what is the present day problem? Do you understand it? The problem of the planet Earth to be completely destroyed because of the pollution, because of the population explosion, because of the ozone layer being torn, and because of the carbon dioxide temperature rising, is it not? So when such a serious problems of humanity is facing, what is our role? To see that that problem is solved. When we say that Gayatri, the laws of life, solves it, we should join together to see that the coming destruction, and do you know there is a website, 2012, you can see the website, where they are telling that if proper steps are not taken now, out of 100, 90 people will die, 90. That is the problem that is facing humanity. And only 3 years. And if it in 3 years, if we can join together and just to see that this problem is over, and if we can make the planet Earth a heaven, what more better opportunity you will get in your lifetime? And I am sure Param Puja Gurudev was telling is correct, that never again will the humanity will get this chance. Never again. The entire humanity, since its beginning of its coming out from what we call the solar system, this type of change, which a group of human people do, do you know what credit they will get? And what responsibility they are going to take? And if you think that telling all these things is very difficult, it is very, very easy. 1 hour a day is enough. Rest 23 hours. You use in whatever way you want. You can do your jobs, you can do your games. But that 1 hour, if all of us can come together, and especially because of the website and this, we can come together at any time. Not any time probably, because the time difference will be there. But if we can adjust the time difference, at the same time we can meet. So that is our goal, to make a huge group of humanity, so that not only the coming troubles will be removed, immortality will come to death, and then no medicines. The immortal man doesn't need any medicines. Oh, in one scientific CSIR, you know, the Council of Scientific Industrial Research in India. So their research scholars was asking me questions about it and said, you say that immortality is possible, how do you say? I said, since 16th century to 1902, I was talking about the Mona Lisa plane. Leonardo Vinci started to think about it, but in 1902, the first plane was only on sky for 2 minutes. And now, how much time it can be? They go to other planets also. And now you accept that medicine has increased the lifespan. You accept that? So, if a 2 minute period in sky can be increased to such a level, the span of life, if they know the laws of life, what can happen? Immortality is a certainty. Okay? The group, you have to come together, you have to discuss together. And one more plus point about Param Puja Gurudev is, he has translated all Sanskrit books on yoga, philosophy, Ramayana, Mahabharata, all the Upanishads, into Hindi. Then he wrote about 3,200 books explaining the science of Gayatri, starting with Who I Am till The Descent of Wisdom. 3,200 books he has written. And from his age of 40 till another 40 years, every month he wrote a magazine called Akhand Jyoti, 64 pages. Can you imagine the fantastic knowledge he has given to the planet Earth? And then he said in 84 that you can't read all these books. I have put it in Kranti Dharmi Sahitya, the revolutionary books, literature. Only 20, not books, booklets. Actually, is the present day novels I see of some, what is that man? Elster MacLean. His one book, novel, is bigger than the 20 books together. And now he has given in 84 that these 20 books, if they are kept in a balance, weighing, these 20 books will be heavier than all my literature. So what a chance you are getting to get all his knowledge in his own words, in his own direction. 20 booklets. And many of you can read those 20 booklets in one day, but reading is not important. What is important? Practicing it, put it into practice to understand how your wakeful consciousness is, how your subconscious is, how your superconscious is there, that is the Tripada Gayatri, and how the 24 letters. And with this, certainly we can see that the coming dangers to planet Earth and humanity can be removed, and the Earth can be made a heaven. With this conviction, if we can come together, the miracle can happen at any time. Okay?
Do you think it can happen to you?
It can happen now itself. Why? Cancer medicine, how much time do you want to give? 1 day, 2 days, 3 years, 4 years? It can happen now itself. If the group is working.
So my point was that there are about 5 million people, and if one person is left behind and he has a restricted mind, he will not let us achieve that goal. So how can you say that?
What was your question? I couldn't understand.
We are saying that in 3 years of 2012, we are going
to... A great catastrophe is going to come, yes.
So, you see us enough to change the whole world, because we are not targeting certain people. We are targeting the whole world, 5 million people.
A military people, how many people will be in the military? They save the country. The united people, if they are like military, that is why Puja Gurudev used to call all of us as Yuga Sainiks. Sainiks means soldiers. So the military can save, even if they don't know what is happening. First World War is over, Second World War is over. And many of my grandfathers were alive at both those world wars. They said, I don't remember, the village was as it is. But the World War happened and its results also came. Is it not? I think I could express... So it is not how many people do it, how many really interested people come together. That's more important. And that doesn't mean that we need not worry, somebody will take care. When an opportunity comes, it is always the intelligent man which takes the step, the leadership. Then what happens? The others will follow. So there is only two alternatives what Puja Gurudev said. Either you fight and become the leader or you become the follower. Nothing is going to the planet Earth. I am giving you that blessing and guarantee. And when you see that website, Nostradamus and Gene Dixon, Rudolf Steeder, and many astrologers, and now the scientists have also got futurologists. A science is being developed about future. They are all saying that the calamity is certain. And he is the only man, he says, I am guaranteeing you that there is no calamity and 21st century is going to be a bright future. And now it is your vote to join. And a guarantee I am telling you that it is not the rush to see joining into it. A few people is enough. But a few people, when you compare to the billions of humanity, a few people means at least few thousands. Is it not? So at least in America, let us have a 24,000 target of those who do Gayatri and understand this. And it is not difficult if you can explain it properly. We ourselves have more than 10 or 15,000 people who are interrelation with us, with which we are having touch, our relatives. So if you are very sincere, that goal is not impossible. And in what time? In few months. But if it is done, the military is ready, the commander-in-chief is already there planning the 20 books. 20 booklets, I say, it is not even books. When I say books, you think about such thing. No, it is leaflets, 20 leaflets. And each leaflet gives you how to act in your daily life, hour to hour. The way of life in three levels. How to act in your conscious life, how to act in your dream life, and how to act in your sleep state. And these three states, when you have an equal intelligence, balanced intelligence in these three states, we call it samadhi. Sama equal the intellect.
They usually ask that there are so many mantras and there are so many names of God, they have powers too. Why do we have to follow Gayatri Mantra?
Just now, you got to her question? Many people ask that there are so many divine gods and goddesses. There are so many mantras. And actually the correct number is 700 crores for mantras. And now why you are stressing on Gayatri Mantra? Now, as an insight circle, we believe, we know that in his previous life, Parampuja Gurudev was Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa. All of us know it. And as Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa, to understand first goddess Kali, he took few years. And after that, he realized many gods and goddesses. In 3 days only. Every gods and goddesses, this god Sita, 3 days. Hanuman, 3 days. And he tried to understand Christ and Prophet Muhammad also. 3 days. You read his life. Why I am telling you, when such a great personality, when he came back again on planet Earth, what did he do? He said, all those gods and goddesses are in Gayatri Mantra. And a man who has realized all these gods and goddesses is telling that all the gods and goddesses are in Gayatri Mantra, the 24 letters. And to how to give it to us, it took him 8 hours a day work for 24 years to give you the signs. He knew it, he realized it. But how to give it to the humanity? And why I am stressing this point, a man who realized all the gods and goddesses and all the religions, because about Christ, about Prophet Muhammad, he was very clear, and about Sikhism he told that it is nothing but King Janaka. You know Janaka? Who? Okay. Sita's father. His 10 reincarnations are the 10 gurus of 6. Such a man has zoomed into Gayatri Mantra and said that this is the source of all knowledge, Veda Mata. You don't think it, we are talking about Vedas. We are not talking about Vedas. 9:30, it's okay, I continue to answer it. And those who feel that it is delaying, okay, you are free to move. But Vedas are not the books. They are scientific books. And then Vishwamata, the origin of a country and the failure of a country. And the continent, like the Atlantis continent, is lost in the sea. And again, Edgar Cayce, how many of you have heard about it? Anyone have heard about the American prophet Edgar Cayce? Anyway, don't worry about hearing about him. But he has predicted that soon, again the planet Atlantis, continent Atlantis, not planet, that submerged Atlantic continent is again going to rise. You are trying to understand Vishwamata. When a continent goes in or goes out, time has its own value, its own importance. And then Deva Mata, the mother of all gods. That is why I have repeatedly telling you that Gayatri Mantra gives you a power to control time. And you can't change a formula. I don't like English words. I want to change the formula E is equal to MC squared. Will anyone ask that? And if he asks this, what will you say? Is it possible? The same thing, if you understand and want to know the source of all knowledge, the source of all the universe, the source of gods and goddesses, the only formula available is Gayatri Mantra. And why that is that? You are also divine. If you understand the life, you also become divine. What more authentic, practical formula do you want? Of course, there is an instrument which we have to use. We will talk it later. That is Yajna. Gayatri and Yajna are together. If the electricity is there and the switch is not there, the connection is not there. Similarly, the switch, the Yajna is also with you. That is what Gita says, Saha Yajna Praja Srishtva Purovacha Prajapati. With you is born the process of Yajna. You have to understand it and practice it. And how would you practice? By the methodology of Parampuja Gurudev has given about the Gayatri Yajna. Right? The answer is okay. How you have to tell people? But we should be very stubborn and force people. Why I tell you? You know that education is good and your child doesn't want to go to the school. What do you do? Okay. You go when you want. You say that?
No.
Now that you have understood that Gayatri is so powerful, what should you do? If the child is not hearing. Do you mean to say that child is in age or in brain? You have to convince him. You have to go ahead. And once, twice, thrice. Then you have understood that what such a great man has told you, believe it. If you believe it, do it. He said, I am behind you. You just tell people, they will realize the time has come. Right? Jai Gurudev. No, I am not delaying you people. Okay? Because we should be time conscious because we are trying to understand time. So, always Parampuja Gurudev used to tell us, be very punctual about time. But luckily, the 287 roadblock delayed me. Or probably saved you from my lecture. Okay? So I hope to meet you again and again. Tomorrow, physically, you have that flyers. You just, and see that you force people to come. Do you understand why I am telling? I am not telling that they should hear me. They should hear that there is a solution for the problems of humanity and a scientific solution.